Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got the Vegas odds are coming out on the college football season and the college football playoffs specifically. According to Sportsbook USA, here are your teams with the best opportunity to win or to make it to the college football playoff. At 1-3 odds, so very good odds, you have Clemson and Ohio State.
Shocking.
They seem to be the class of their two conferences. Mm-hmm. Bama is 6-5, has second best odds. Georgia at 2-1.
Again.
Florida at 3-1.
Yep.
For those keeping score at home.
Florida's my sleeper team this year.
At 3-1 odds, I'm not sure anybody's sleeping on Florida right now, are they?
I know, but of teams that have kind of been out of relevancy and haven't made a college football playoff yet,
yep.
Like they haven't even been to a college football playoff, and tell me the last time Florida's been close.
Tim Tebow.
I know, it's been a while.
So
you consider them a sleeper team.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't turn out to be the Miami of last year.
Ooh, patient zero.
Yeah.
They got Dan Mullen. Mullen's done a good job there.
Yeah, I think Florida's going to be a very tough out.
At 7-2 odds, you've got Oklahoma.
Yeah.
The Big 12.
Yeah.
Here's my question about Oklahoma.
Say, all right.
How many times do they need to go to the playoff without winning a game before right. we go, all
How
right.
many times do I have to hear Lincoln Riley's an elite coach?
Well, isn't he?
Is it the brand or is it Lincoln Riley? Because there was a pretty good coach there before him, wasn't it? Bob Stoops.
Yes, there was, but is
for
it
a long, long time. And remember, Bob Stoops, he was there for quite a long time. I think Lincoln Riley's a good coach, but if we're talking one of the elites, I think he's doing some great stuff. But let me tell you, you got to beat the big boys if you're going to be considered that. And you continually get in, but you don't do anything.
Yeah.
You lose to Georgia. Well, actually, he didn't lose to Georgia. That was Bob Stoops who lost it. But got stomped last year.
They have lost to Clemson, they lost to
Georgia.
Georgia.
In the Rose Bowl.
Clemson. And then I think they've lost to Alabama as well in the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
See, like,
they're a product of Texas being average. You know, Oklahoma has definitely stepped up, and they're a very good program. That's not the question here. But if we're talking about being one of the favorites that can't get over the hump, they're just like Georgia to me right now. They're very, very good. They're one of the best in the country. They're top 10 perennial every single year. But we're trying to ask is that when you're going up against the best, when you eventually match up against the best, you can't get over that hump. They've lost to Georgia, and they've gotten beaten by everybody else. So they're just going to get in by default because Texas can't figure it out.
Oklahoma, to me, is Clemson of the Big 12. I mean, without playoff wins, without the
yeah.
big wins behind.
Yeah.
I mean, they dominate what we perceive as a pretty average conference, top to bottom. But they look great in there, and then they get to the big stage. They don't do.
And then they have a hiccup game, like they did versus Kansas State. They have a hiccup game, just like everybody has a hiccup game because they lose. Because it's hard.
They've lost to bad Texas.
18
before.
To 22 year olds. The focus for 14 games.
Yeah. Their losses have been, Lincoln Riley, by the way, was the head coach when they lost to Georgia in the Rose Bowl, overtime game.
That's right.
But Stoops was the coach when they lost to Clemson in the inaugural. But then you have, in the 2014 game. But then you have lost by 10 to Alabama and then just absolutely got housed by LSU last year.
Yeah,
you
ran into an unbelievable LSU team.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
But you'd rather be there than not. So that's the thing about Oklahoma. As much as you want to give them bad, bad press or criticize. We're not trying to criticize. All I say is that you haven't gotten over the hump yet, but you're there. At least you're there and you got a shot. And that's fantastic.
That to me is where I sit there and I go, I put my Pac-12 glasses on and be like, everybody says Pac-12 can't win the big one. Pac-12 has won a college football playoff game.
It has.
The Big 12 has not.
Yep.
And Oklahoma is over, yet the Pac-12 has the stigma of a team that cannot win on the big stage.
Well, the Pac-12 is 1-1. That's all it is. They're 500.
Exactly. They are 1-1. But at least they got one.
They got one.
You know? And everybody's like, well, you know, the Pac-12 is, you know, they don't have a true dominant team. And that may be where the Pac-12's biggest fault is that Oklahoma at least is a brand that runs roughshod in the Big 12. And you could sit there and you go, all right, well, they deserved a shot. Well, they deserve a shot, but they keep getting their butts kicked. When are we going to let somebody else in?
It's a fair question. That's why it needs to expand. That's why we need to go to a minimum of 8. Minimum.
Sitting at, so the teams that we've listed already, Clemson, Ohio State, Bama, Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma. Teams sitting at 7-1 odds are Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Penn State, and Texas, and then Oregon, sitting at 7-1 odds to make the college football playoff.
Yeah.
If you are counting there, that is 4 teams from the SEC that have as good or better odds.
Not shocking.
2 teams from the Big Ten, 2 teams from the Big 12, and 1 ACC team, well, 1.5 because Notre Dame, have better odds to get into the playoff or as good of odds as the first Pac-12 team on here. And that is that perception that I'm talking about with the Big 12 versus the Pac-12, is that why is Texas up there?
Because.
Just because?
It's going to just take one win for the Pac-12. You just need, first of all, it's going to take one good opening weekend. This start of this season, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to take one big opening weekend. If USC gets throttled and stomped, it's devastating. If Oregon can't pull it out, it's devastating. It's not the end of the world. If Washington gets beat, it's now the end of the world for the Pac-12.
If they go 0-for.
Yeah.
Yep.
If it's 0-for, done, sayonara, you kiss the decade goodbye. Now that's doomsday, but at least kiss this season goodbye, I'll tell you that much, because you're not recovering from that. But if you can go 1-2, and specifically, the 1-2 has to come from Oregon and USC. The Washington game is, you know, in Michigan, it carries a little bit of weight, but those two other games matter the most.
Yes, they do. And USC is, by the way, USC 15-1 odds to make the college football playoff. And it will hinge on that game.
USC.
But Notre Dame's schedule is really tough because they've got Stanford and USC, which are regulars on their schedule. But they have another non-conference game, Wisconsin, as a non-conference game. Mm-hmm. And then one of their crossover games that they have in that hybrid ACC schedule is against Clemson. They will have Clemson on their schedule this year, heading to South Bend, Indiana. So they're going to be really battle-tested there. And I don't know, Notre Dame just kind of feels like one of those teams that they're close, but not getting over the hump. Similar to what Buck said about Oklahoma about Clemson. Clemson, before they started winning those playoff games, winning the important games, Notre Dame's
schedule just doesn't set up for success.
No.
It's just ruthless.
Their 2 losses last year were to Georgia and Michigan.
Just ruthless. Not to mention having to go and play 2 Pac-12 teams, too. I mean, it just doesn't.
Yeah, they went on the road to Stanford where they had the beat up Cardinal at that time. Is very end of the year, but they mopped the floor with them. They got housed by Michigan, got lost by 1 score to Georgia on the road, but then they beat USC. I mean, in October when USC was actually looking pretty decent at that time. Do you have a sleeper team in any of this list? If you're talking Auburn, LSU, Michigan, Wisconsin, SC, Miami, Minnesota, Nebraska.
Well, mine is Florida. That's a legit. I don't care what oddsmen say. Florida hasn't done anything in over a decade, if not longer, in 12, 13 years. That is a sleeper. Whatever your odds maker says, remember when Washington was a trendy pick in 2016 and we had Phil Steele and Phil came out and said, I like the way this is trending. Suddenly they have recruits that are popping. Something is happening there. That was his sleeper. Well, unbeknownst to them, that was a one-loss team and ended up making the college football playoff. He did a good pick. This Florida team reminds me of that.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me totally of that. He got a couple recruits in, a new head coach. Things have transitioned. There is, if injuries don't happen too much, which, you know, Florida, you never know. They're in the toughest conference, no question. This is Florida is that one team that can make some serious noise and throw the SEC for a serious loop.
Where do you have a Dan Mullen on the coaching list?
He's a great coach.
I would love to hear your thoughts
on
that.
Break us down. I don't even know if you can break Dan Mullen down into what.
Well, just let's do this. I want you to think about this. And would you put him as a top 5, top 10 coach in college football? Dustin Cam on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.